says, "Oh boy, you know, I like this. I think I'm gonna buy one and go in bed and see what it's all." Mm-hmm. And just ship that around, you know.
That's handy. Well, that's good for everything except what it's built for. Copyright stamp.
Oh.
It's too high.
Too high? I thought it would be too low.
Too high. Don't have trouble with it. Too high.
Hmm.
And time you work on it all day, you know, you'll notice 2 inches, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I think that's right touching. He changes his membership.
That's very touching.
And he's right sporting about it, you know. He's game. He's in there.
Yeah, he says, "I'm fighting the battle."
Yeah.
Don't nobody know how bad it is but me.
Oh, did he say that?
No, I just said that myself. Short and quick. Yes, sir. So you got your... Yeah, that's right one. He says, "I'm a nearing Christian." I went to school with his mama. I didn't know his dad. So... about the beginning of World War II, I guess I got to know them boys. What are you going to do when that runs out?
It's about gone. Well, I generally heat up a little bit during the day sometime, rather.
One long. Now, you know, I tell you, it's hard, though. I went down that same road.
Yeah.
I showed my butt one time because there was a woman around.
Oh, really?
I got put in jail. I didn't know what I was doing.
How'd that happen there, really?
I better not tell you. You might be recording a lot of this stuff.
That was while he's still in. While he's still in. No, this is. That's what they, yeah, that can't, this can't, I can't pick up over here.
What do you say?
This can't, I guess everybody's been had a,
hey,
got caught time or two.
I know what. I've had, and what I've seen, and it's common with the majority of young boys, I tell you. I seen a lot. Driving that school bus, you know, reminds me of this. See, the kids I was hauling, I went to school with their parents during that 13 years I was driving.
Oh, yeah.
And I could see every conversation, one of them, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
I could sit there and reminisce, you know, back in the days when I was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the girls that looked just like the mothers, and some of the boys sitting on the bus, you know. It was just like the daddy, you know, when I was a little fella, when we were going to school together.
Yeah. Make you flinch every now and then.
Oh, yeah, man. Makes Coach Hill race up and down your back. I never one time, and I knew better than to do it, but I never did venture out too much. I was a little afraid, but there's some things that I figured I could do and get by with it, you know, I'd do it,
because
I want to be noticed. And I think kids do this, you know. I think all kids do from time to time. They do these things.
Yeah.
Well, one time, this old boy, he's bad about cracking, you know. He'd carried a whole bunch of peanuts, parched peanuts to school, you know. Which kids used to do then, you know, parch them at home, you know, and take a sack full of them. They don't do that no more. They go in the store and buy them now, you know. Anyway, we've been eating in there roasted peanuts. I got pretty windy, and he cracked a time or two there, you know. Only more hard seat that didn't, you know, it kind of keen like. And so he said, "I bet you won't do that." And so it's another boy sitting over there. He come from a big shop family. His dad is a doctor, see.
Yeah.
And I always thought, you know, he was better than everybody else because his daddy was a doctor.
Yeah.
You know how you feel. You have a feeling of somebody being superior, even though you're small, you're a child, and you have it as you grow older, and
yeah.
You always see people, you know, that you think better off than you are, better people.
Yeah.
So he bet me I wouldn't do it, and I was about to blow up anyway. So I just kind of rolled over one side, and I says, "Gee!" I had, you know, and I didn't look to see where the teacher was at, but I waited a while to do this. Now, I didn't do it right off. I just figured, you know how you keep balling things around in your head? Wondering whether to do it or not do it. Well, I will want it. Well, I want it. Well, and finally I decided, well, shoot, they can't do it. And get by, if they can do it and get by with it, I can too. So I just kind of let that thing roll out, you know, on that old hard seat. And it just ricocheted all around and, you know, squealing. By the time I clamped down on it, you know, I looked around like that, you know, and I couldn't see the teacher nowhere. And about that time, I felt something hit me in the back of the head. Wow! And the teacher was standing right behind me. That broke me up from that. Now I'm telling you, I never felt so bad in all my days. I could have crawled into the pores of the floor. And that was oak floor. And I could have crawled into the pores of the floor.
Well, you couldn't live that down, but
man, it'd take me years. I never could look at that teacher straight in the face. You know how you get, you got to do something, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's pushing, you got to do something. And I did the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Mike. But I don't know, you know, and that, your
cousin, your niece, or whoever she is,
she treats everybody so nice, you don't know whether she...
That's right. She gives everybody the same treatment.
Yeah. Well, that's nice, but...
She came up to the hospital to see me when I was up there, you know?
Yeah.
And, of course, she was loving me, you know, and carrying on over me, just like, you know, well, just normally, people don't do that too much. But she was really carrying on, you know, as she left. This old man was in bed next to me there. I was in one of the firemen wards, you know. He says, "Gosh, if I can get that kind of guy, if I can get that kind of treatment, I'd stay in here the rest of my life."
Yeah.
But you see, such as that. If it had been somebody I wasn't kin to, it wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's just the way she is. And she wouldn't do that to another man. Just walk up, you know, and start loving on him.
Yeah.
Where she would with me.
Kissing cousins, that's the old idea, isn't it?
Right. But
you know, they grow up to a certain point where that old kissing...
And then that dies off. Now, surely... I've noticed already since she got married, and back in December, this past December, she got married just a week before Christmas. So Christmas week, she got married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she got married on Saturday after Christmas.
Just recent.
Mm-hmm, just this past Christmas. And I've noticed already, she don't do that now.
Oh.
No. Not even with her uncles and such.
Oh.
I guess her husband said, "Now you got to put that back."
Oh, I see.
Now I need your knife.
Okay. You want something?
You got it? Oh, yeah, that is over there. That's sharp. They'll cut you now.
Well,
but you know, I feel like, now I may be wrong, and I told my wife this. If Shirley was to walk up to mine, at any time, and put arms around him, and load him up a little bit, I believe he'd passed out. I do, I really do. I believe he'd passed out.
Yeah.
Now, the boys tell me around that he ain't never had a baby.
Yeah.
But,
yes, sir.
Like I was saying, Shirley just played good to him. She, you know, just played good to him, and he felt like that she just was going to marry him. That's what the whole thing of it.
Yeah, without any word being exchanged.
Without even just going to the court.
Yes. Yes, I sort of feel for him. That's, seemed like by rights he ought to have a little more. She probably never even thought of him in that
I don't think so.
Way.
Now, you see what? You was wondering what I was putting them boards in that car.
Yeah, that's right, I was.
Still hadn't had a thing to nail that to it, right?
It just had to.
It just hung loosely. I'm making a pretty hole up there, ain't it?
Yeah. That's going to be gappy. Willet, do you ever have a feel like you got to keep on till you finish your job?
Yes, sir.
And work overtime?
I have done that.
Supper?
I have done that, but not lately.
You mean you've outgrown that?
I've outgrown it.
You just lay down your tools
and go home.
Whistle blows.
And go home.
I think that's one of the worst things I ever picked up when I was a child, you know, working out there, mostly in the field. That's what I generally did. But we'd always try to finish that little jag of work we was on.
My daddy.
Now we never quit early.
My daddy learned me from one day. Well, I did it up until the last years. Yeah. I did it up until the last years, but daddy, if you fly a field over here and it taking you to black dark to fly that last row, you better fly. Go ahead and fly, because it'd be better if you did.
Mm-hmm.
And
you wouldn't have to be back over there in the morning.
Don't go back tomorrow. If you do, your bus busted. You don't go back. I have left a few rows thinking, well, I'll sneak out and come back over there and drag the fly over there, you know, from another cut. Yeah, I dragged plow, you know, across from another cut over there and finished plowing it. Shoot, you go back next morning, check that thing, see if it was finished. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And that brother of mine, he did more for Nigman. He'd hoe all ends of the peanut rows. All ends. And then, leave the middles, you know, out in the middle of the field. He can hoe them. And he'd do it every year, knowing his daddy had whipped his butt back. He'd do it right.
Martin?
Yeah, he'd hold the hens. Now we'll forget the first time he ever done it. Daddy told us, his boys, he says, get through with this piece of work I was plowing. So if we get through, we get all this work caught up, this Saturday we'll go fishing, and we'll take off the day next week. Didn't say what day. So Martin, he goes out there and he grabs his hoe up and he holds all the ends of the road. We go fishing Saturday. Sunday, preacher comes home with Daddy, which is normal. So Daddy said, well, carry the preacher around, you know, get the crop. Of course, the old preacher, that one now I'm gonna cut. Don't let me get that on the back.
Okay.
He walks down the road that ways and he said, well, what is this down here?
The preacher did that?
Dad said, that's peanuts. So he goes on little ways. Daddy said, well, that looks like your boys left a lot of weeds down there. So he goes down the road out of check and finds all the middle ain't been touched. Not a plant hole in the middle. But what he tried to do was clean out all the weeds that you could see down the road above the plant, see. But he didn't have time to get all of them. So he got the ones that's nearest to the gate where you come into the field, because he figured he wouldn't go any further after he seen there was holes, you know. Of course, Daddy come over to the house, him and the preacher. Immediately, they didn't make their rounds. On in. He was around the back there, back of the house, playing. Dad called it, "All right, boys, come on, you know, I'll see you." Yep, yep. Uh-oh, he done found something wrong out there. And so went around then.
Did you know it?
No, I didn't know he'd. I knew he was studying to do it. And I didn't feel like he'd hold all them peanuts like he said he had. Martin went around and they had done broke a tree down. He wore his butt out. Right there. You didn't get nothing on him. Go out and get by with it. You might get it, but it wouldn't be long. He'd tell your tail down. He'd overhaul it so quick, make your eyes, make your head swing.
Is that right? You didn't have to sit there and wait for it to happen.
He threw the meat on you right then, I'm telling you. I got to get one of those situations. I know one day he threw the load on old Martin. Martin got the way he wouldn't cry. And that short please. He wouldn't cry. So Dad tore up the limb. Old Martin standing there grinning. He was about 15, 16 years old. Daddy said, "Well," said, "I guess ain't no need to whip you no more," said, "don't do it, you don't cry." "Well, when did you find that out?" Daddy run over and just tore the whole tree up, hunting a limb. And he wore his butt out. Mark stood up there and laughed. And he tore that limb up. And, so he finally had to give up. Daddy didn't whip Martin no more. That was the end of that.
Is that right? Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what, how did it affect you?
Well, I didn't like it. You know what I mean?
I mean, it didn't keep you from crying.
No, But I still can't tell you.
Well, now, that would be something. The old man go out and thrash his boy, and the boy don't pay attention to it. That is.
Yeah.
He just quit?
He just quit. He says, "Ain't no need to beat you no more." Martin told him no. He said, "You don't do me a bit of good."
Yeah.
So he didn't beat him no more.
Yeah.
Then along come World War II, so he volunteered for the Navy. And he wrote Daddy and told him he'd like to come home and let him whip his butt a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. Yes, sir. He wrote Daddy and told him. He said, "I'd like to come home and let you work on my butt."
Yeah, that right.
So I didn't learn nothing when I was home. He found out, you know, when he got in that mat Navy,
yeah.
Them fellas worked on his butt. They made him stand around.
Yeah.
He come out with his head, first leave he got,
yeah.
Come out with his head all skinned up and one tooth busted out.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, man.
He found
out they didn't play with him. Yeah, they put that was the other men in service, you know. Not the official, not the officer. I mean, other men that he tangled with, you know.
Oh.
He was some kind of rooster. Rough, tough. I whipped his butt one time and never did have any more trouble with him when he was about 17.
Oh, really?
I caught him straddle a barbed wire fence and just beat on him until I got a belly full, and he liked to cut his nuts out.
Well,
the only way I could handle him.
Yeah.
And I'm almost 2 years older than he is.
And he's 17?
Yeah. At that time, I was about 18, 19. I was about 19. He was about 17 years old.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, though, that was a mean joker. Let's see here. Where am I at? That's what I was looking for. I knew there was something I wanted. You wouldn't tell me that.
No.
I missed the box. See, I cut that end off. one time he got mad. Daddy was gone. I don't know where he was at. He gone for several days. I don't know. Mom and Daddy got sick with him. He lived down one park, one a garden, one a haven, a pop. He lived all around down in there, you know. Back then, this has been back in the 30s, you know, and when we was teenage. And that was a long ways from home. But he'd go down, you know, and stay there too with him and then come back. But anyway, Mama got on to him one time about something. I don't really know what it was. And she, Mama never did a bit much. She let Daddy do that. Mm-hmm. And anyway, though, she got on Martin. It was pretty rough because she had to really get after him. And he never did think Mama was with his butt, see?
Yeah.
And he told Mama, he said, well, he said, she hit him with a razor strap, I believe it was. He said, well, you just don't love me no more. He said, well, I'll tell you one thing. He said, I love you as much as I do any of the rest of them. And I'm going to make you stand up here and take notice. She hit him again. And I never will forget it. He said, well, I just might as well kill myself. And Mom said, well, why don't you start doing it right now? I said, now's the best time to do it. Because I think I will. He jumped up, stood on his head. I mean, you know, jumped straight up and dove into the ground, but head first. You know, wow! Down into the ground. Take his foot to this. Well, I'm going to die. Mama hit across the butt with that razor strap, you know, while his pants was tight. I mean, she just, wow! Like that, you know, when he was out there shaking, that he's going to die. She hit him. And he liked to bore a hole in the ground. I mean, you could bury it. Mama really poured one on him while his breeches was tight, you know.
Is that right?
And he's shaking, I said, well, I'm going to die. And he has his legs, you know, trembling like that, you know, after he jumped up and dove down on the ground.
Yeah.
And he said, he's going to die. While he was laying on the ground there, they're shaking, Mama whipped, cut him with that razor strap. And it drew a blister down about the side of a quarter, you know, where she cut him.
Oh, she really tanned it.
Oh, man, she brought it down like that, you know, and it just sucked all the hide off his butt. he just like to bore a hole in the ground. Yeah. I'm telling you. That did him more good than anything I ever seen. Give me a hole, please. Ah, get that walking on, man. Yeah, he said, he's going to finish that. Oh, he's talking about, you know, how people didn't love him. Mom was going against him. This, that, and the other, yak, yak, yak. Why? She said, now is the best time for you to do that. Right now. Hey, goodness. Okay, he said, that's just exactly what he's going to do. So he jumps up and dives right into the ground, you know. And he's laying there shaking. I'm going to die now. You know, I'm going to get beat.
Well, had he practiced hitting the ground?
Oh, no. Not that I know of.
Well, you know, a lot of people do that, you know. You can just run and jump up and hit the ground, and, you know, you can hit it right, and you just...
Don't hurt you.
That's right. You go on over.
But she was hard-headed as he was, eh? Such that didn't...
Yeah.
That didn't hurt him.
Yeah.
Mama knew that he was just playing. Yeah. I mean, he was trying to make her have mercy on him, you know.
Yeah.
He was playing on her, what he called it, her feelings.
Yeah.
Her sympathies.
And she called his bluff.
Yes. Yes, sir. She told him now is the best time to do it. And he stood right up there and jumped right up, straight up there and down. Wham!
And you were standing close by?
Oh, yeah.
That was just sort of a public occasion then.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, they didn't take you off in private then, and yeah, they just let it be a family affair.
Right.
I guess that made it a little bit more sink in better, wouldn't it?
Well, I didn't think it didn't work that way too much.
What'd y'all eat, live on when you were growing up, Willie? Wheat.
Farm.
Huh?
Hog for meat.
Yeah.
Hog for meat. Beans, taters, garden.
Yeah. We had in the wintertime, I remember, the thing I remember the most is old molasses. Now that's key, molasses. That's not the syrup like you have. You know, it'd feel the same purpose. And I remember putting butter in that and stirring it in and just lapping it on your biscuit. It's always biscuit. I never had the other bread, you know, until I was grown.
Cornbread and biscuit.
Yeah. And it's just as good on cornbread, about as it was on biscuit. But you didn't eat the cane syrup like that.
I didn't do.
You all didn't eat cane syrup like that.
Oh, yes.
I remember one of the families I lived close to, they just had as many children, couldn't count them. Uh-huh. And he had a little farm out there, and he always brought, they make that molasses, and I can see under his house just as plain as everything. He had a whole row of them gallon pails of sorghum molasses. And you see, that's what all them kids grew up on.
Well,
every morning for breakfast. They know, no matter what else they had, they still finished off with sorghum molasses.
Well, they wanted another.
Yeah.
I
never saw anybody who didn't like the sorghum molasses when I was growing up. Maybe the wise people didn't eat them.
What kind?
Sorghum.
Oh, that's soggy molasses.
Sorghum.
I thought you said it was soggy. That's another
one.
Wants to turn in that
room. You all had grits. We never eat grits.
Well, you must be from Tennessee.
Yeah. We never had any staple like grits.
We had our grits for breakfast. We had sometimes just skin of meat. Most of the time, we had this old pork skin.
Yeah.
It was tied on a string. The pork skin was about that long. It was tied on a string. Hung right in the center of the table. And you take it, swallow it down, and pull it back out, and pass it down to the next one. I don't.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, you poke that thing down your cup of time, you wouldn't want no more meat. And that broke us from wanting to eat too much meat. That swallow that old thing and then get it snatched back out. That'll break you up quick.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. That'll stop you from wanting any meat at all.
Oh, you mean you're talking serious?
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
But you can imagine sticking that blame skin down your gut and then pulling it back out.
Yeah.
But that's the old saying.
Oh, that's the old saying?
Yeah, that's the old saying. People used to say around here, I remember hearing Daddy talk about, you know, how he used to, his folks would take the meat. Said, now, boy, says, you think times is hard. Says, whenever I was a boy growing up. And then I said, you think you about starved to death? He said, what if you had one old skin from a sow belly hanging in the middle of the table, and all of you had got a chance to suck on it? And my older brother said he was so mean and so hungry, said he'd swallow it down and says, Dad, Pop, he'd have to run around and snatch it out of his mouth.
I see that story.
And he said, now you think it's hard times now, but it ain't hard times now. Says, you ought to have been there when I was little.
Yeah. Hard times.
He said, that's what you call hard times. And of course, I agreed with him. That was hard times.
Yeah.
But then I tell you, back in these people born back in the 18s, a lot of them, they had a good life.
Yeah.
My daddy, of course, he drank bad. He drank until he was about 38 or 40 years old. So he claims that light ought to have been shifted over a little bit. You know, the man didn't do a bad job getting it in the center. He liked to have got it in the center. Now, you could say that maybe I ain't in the center. But I'm working close on the center. I'm working closer on the center than he was. I'm going to have to believe that.
Yeah.
But we used to have plenty of what we had. Had garden goods. And
yeah.
We had our always good grade cane syrup, sugar cane. Good sugar cane syrup. We had,
You never made it.
Oh, yeah. My dad was King B when it come to making sugar cane syrup. He was King B. Now, you see that piece there? That's the jog out there?
Yeah.
Jam up here.
Well, you ought to try another one.
This piece down here. Them bark marks are running straight on that piece. But this is a piece here that caused it. You see, I wasn't noticing it didn't line up at the end down there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this joint's jammed up.
Oh.
You see how that's throwing that out of?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to drive a little bit because I don't think there'll be any difference in the next block.
Oh.
I'm going to try to drive it down a little bit. May have to take that other one out. How would you hear it taking that other one out?
That's the best you can do?
That's all she's going to go. And I'm going to leave it in there.
Is that enough?
Well, it ain't enough, but I don't think it's going to be noticed too much that high up. If it was on a 8-foot ceiling, you could see it there. It ain't going to be noticed too much. I'll do a little better the next time. I'll watch it a little closer.
On the next one?
Uh-huh.
You do have a little play, don't you? You mash them apart, mash them together, or leave them a little loose.
You can't do much either way. You got to kind of stay on a happy medium there. Now
we're getting over here to the bad place, aren't we?
There's where the thing stinks. Look at me standing on that electricity there.
That's what I'm telling you. You're going.
Well, it don't. That won't hurt. I'm light. I don't weigh that much.
So you're going to have to put in one of them good ones.
Yeah, but I'd have to crawl under the house. And, you know, I tell you, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah, I don't mind good on the house.
Yeah, but
I got to go in there and get that stuff you left on.
You ain't that stuff still on there?
Uh-huh.
It is. I told you to leave it. I'd get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
Well, just leave it on there and we'll put the, put that jigger.
Maybe we better leave it under there.
Or somebody will be going sometime.
That's lee, that net running. Worse than that. That's all she wrote. Can't get no more, no less.
That's a right smart shooting, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You want to tell us?
When I run these things, I'm going to have to make some kind of rain in there.
Yeah, we got that right now.
How am I going to do that? These bolts here are loose, though, ain't they?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't put no block on that back side. You reckon that'll hold up all right?
No, that's not got much to hold it.
I believe I can get on them bones.
It's got one nail holding it, and it's soft wood.
Yeah, well, I can put a little cripple under that.
All right, I'll get you one.
Why'd you tear up your knife?
That burned my tie.
How come this is you?
Oh, it wouldn't stay on.
And you just tore it up, huh?
Well, I put it back on the other night, then we won't see. That's too.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Right, we got some stuff out there, but it won't match that now. That's another thing you got to look to. Is the matching part of it? Split, then what? Oh, now. What'd you do with the old square?
Right here.
Well, you got it out here now. I thought you had it in there.
No, I put it back where you had it. This is not square, but it's in
here. That's red. That's cedar. That's red cedar.
Yeah.
That's salt. Now you can drive me in there. Now you'll have to move your stuff here. That'll have to be moved so I can get and
this.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
You got any place to put that? I can't nail. I can't nail on either one of them. I can't nail.
Well, you just push it over that little
piece. You ain't afraid it'll drop down and break something?
I mean, I just pull that wire off. Leave it light.
Oh man. That sausage there, I mean, that's good. That's good. And you didn't know this outlet was over here. After I sweat and get an extra one coming in here, the wire snakes through, and all that stuff, and you didn't know it.
No,
I'm ashamed of you.
I missed it.
I really am. Ashamed of you, Doctor, by not taking notice of my work.
Well, some people are not noticeable like others.
Yeah.
I've noticed that a great deal.
Now, you don't mind me using my nails on your job, do you?
Well,
you don't mind me doing it, do you? I'm going to have to, That went in a cat hole or something.
That caught.
That's that soft stuff. That might bust down.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that board there, is it long enough to go up there now? What else are you going to do with it?
That's right. Yeah, that's not bad. That's long enough.
Really need them notches on cleats on there. That's going to be hard on the old man crawling on them cleats, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh! Hell. Did you ever have any dealings with the tailor weight?
With what?
Tailor weight. Ooh. Tailor weight Harris. Tammy. Disc Harris. Disc Harris. Tailor
weight.
I don't know. TAYLORWAY. Tailor weight.
No.
That's a good Harris.
You got some?
No, sir. But I've been trying to keep them people up yonder in mind that I need one.
They won't remember you.
No. Did you know they won't?
No, sir. The only way you get it is just be there.
I done found that out, because there was another item or two that I wanted in them scapularis. Oh, I had one, but I lost it, or somebody else bought it. Now, this falls on all that electrical equipment. Let's keep me. Okay, now, sir, if you'll have that short one, sir. Really, there ain't no reason for this thing to fall, is it? Do you think it is?
It's pretty well scotched.
I sure am glad this is not the starting end. If it was, it'd be trouble.
Would it?
Yes, sir. Can't see.
Oh, up that way you can't see.
Ah. put my old bammer on it. Old bammer.
That done it?
That made it go home.
Yes, sir. All it needed was just encouragement.
Love encouragement.
You know, that's mean, this thing sticking out, this lip out here. You can't get up to
it. Oh, yeah, hammer staple gun, please. No. What do you do with all these little clamps? I'm going to let you take that knock because it's liable to snag me. If you don't mind, please.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the way that goes, see, every time. Crawl up there every time.
Every time.
That ain't bad. Oh, I've seen it when I couldn't make a nickel nowhere. You can get on your knees and make a nickel.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon you might say it's pretty good.
You don't have to nail backhanded much, do you?
Not too much.
But if you need to, you've got to be able to do it.
Yes, sir.
Where'd you run into Two Hammer McCoy?
Two Hammer McCoy was native from Gainesville, I believe. Lotchewood County.
Mm-hmm.
A Lotchewood County man. Well, give me a long one, please, sir. I'm getting hungry. You know, I expect you better clean them matches up over there. And struck matches. Your wife will come in and she'll be mad at me. This thing went over behind back there. Which was a complete accident.
McCall,
Two Hammer McCall. Two Hammer McCall. Like I say, I think he's a native of,
Gainesville. Well, Gainesville used to be a different place
than
what it is now.
Yes, sir. It used to be, Hogtown Creek.
Two Hammer McCall. I don't ever remember seeing anything like that.
Not to mention Two Hammer McCall.
Yeah.
All right, sir. You think you're going to like that, Stephen? Mm-hmm. I tell you, ever since I put that first piece up there, I noticed the sound dead and down.
Can you tell them? Can you really?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think I can, but I'm not sure. That's it. It works better from the stepladder than it does from the platform.
Oh, no. Platform works best because you can walk up and down it. This you can't move. You got to place your ladder just right. When you get up there, you have to get out and move.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I hadn't moved too much after I got up.
Mm-hmm.
I
the neighborhood. I worked so much off a stepladder during my time, so I ought to know exactly where to put that stepladder. I shot in Staples. I put a ceiling up in the house one time, the whole house, 3-bedroom house, one day. But I had another boy that knowed he put this stuff up more than I had.
Oh, I see.
And he knew.
He kept it coming.
And he was on scaffold with me. We put that stuff up in bales, up on the scaffold.
Oh, really?
The whole house was open. Wasn't nobody living there. No furniture in there. Mm-hmm. They might have done a little furniture, but somebody else was there to keep moved out of the way. Mm-hmm. And in other words, we got a room clean, nothing in it. Mm-hmm. And two more boys was building scaffolds for us. They kept the scaffolds going. All I did was shot staples. And the next morning I got up and my hand was like that, my whole wrist and hand.
All right.
From pulling that, you know, that safety up. The old boy's house burned down. And a friend of his was building a house that he was going to use for rental purposes. He had come into a little money, and so he decided he'd build him a rental house. See? And he was doing it by piecemeal. And so he said he'd leave the man rent. A living in the house until he could get him a place to live since his house burned down on him. But he says, I haven't ever put no ceiling in it. Says the ceiling has never been ceiling put in it. Says the ceiling material, everything is there. All you got to do is put it up. And he says, if y'all get together and put ceiling in, the man can move in. So if he was living out in the woods, you might say he didn't have no place to live. And so we went there, four of us went there, and we see the house out that night, that day, that was on Saturday. We were supposed to went back and put the cold mobile up and everything, but I never did go back. I kind of fell out with the man, what I mean. You know, when you're doing a free jazz work, I mean, you know, not charging anybody, and then he tells you that he wants you to come do this, and he wants you to do that, and he wants you to do a whole bunch of stuff, you know, he lays out for you to be.
And
I want to bargain to put the ceiling in. So I never did go back anymore. Have me another piece, please.
Excuse me.
I never did go back again. And none of the others did. And if they ever put in it, I guess the man put trim in it. I don't know. But if he did, I don't know. I know he had 6-8 years after that he hadn't either. Because a family renting it. And they said some of the tile around the edges was dropping down. Because that old big 16x32 was hard to get enough of nailing space around.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Golly. This is 12x24. That's 16x32. That's a right smart difference, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, boss.
Now this out in the middle comes a lot easier, don't it?
Well, no, sir. Any of it's one about as good as the other if you got a scaffold to work on. Good scaffold.
Yeah.
One about as good as the other.
Then you start off square.
Oh, that's the thing. I just never have put this stuff up without going to a little trouble. But one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it like to run me crazy. You see, I got a line chalked across here.
Yeah.
I had one chalked down in there. That cotton picker thing can run you crazy if you don't get it going high. If it's going wrong.
Yeah.
You see, look down these scores.
Yeah.
I have seen it where it's so jagged because it's pitiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it just plumb a mess.
You never had any dealings with a Tuck Mac?
No, sir. I never dealt with Tucky. I know him, and that's all. He don't know me.
Oh, really?
I doubt
him. He lives in a different neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everybody seems to know him, and he's one of the... He's been around here a good while.
Yeah, he married a chitty, cousin. I can't even tell you what her name is. Her mother's name was Ruth. No, her mother's name wasn't Ruth. It's Mamie, I believe. No, her name's Mamie. Do you know her?
I don't know whether I know her from when I saw her.
I mean, you know her name. Her first name is Mamie?
No, no idea.
I believe her name's Mamie. We used to, you know, when Daddy was living,
uh-huh.
And her daddy was living, back old years ago when I was just young, and we used to visit with them.
Oh, you did?
Now you know it's funny how some of them get like that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, now what are you doing? You're just pulling wrong.
Putting too much downward pressure on it. I got one finger mark.
Well, what I have in mind is they still live in that old place over there,
right.
You know. And I was over there a week or so ago.
You was?
Uh-huh.
You know, I hadn't been over there. I hadn't been in that house since I was a child.
Oh, really?
That's right. Her daddy's name was Sam.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't ask you to hand me a roll of these.
And he got, he got a lot of land over there. Still got a lot of land over there. I don't know how he pays the taxes.
I don't know. Old Tucky.
Old Tucky. And got all those old Woods cows. I didn't see any of his cows.
He's been tapped by the federal government, Tennessee.
Oh, has he?
Oh, yeah. The feds have been on him.
Well, he hadn't got any money, has he?
No.
What a fellow would have, right?
I don't know what he still does now, but he used to run those booze.
I never saw anybody making a thing out of that.
You know what? What, booze? Oh, man, shoot. I know some folks that got rich. Let's see ya. I just wondered, we using up all this time. I don't think we might have enough. Yeah, we'll have enough, won't we? Get this thing where I can look at it. It gets me scared, and I ain't got one box to look at. I don't like to look at it. I like to have it where I can see it. Otherwise, I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Where's my tiles at?
Oh, yeah.
No, old Tuck here. Yeah. Twice I've been caught by the game warden. Caught him a couple times for shooting duck back there on the ladder.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. Yes, I wouldn't doubt that. He's duck there on his land.
Fred Long told him he let him off one time. Next time he said, well, says Tuck, says I'm about to get you in. Tuck talked him about it. I don't know how he does it, but Tuck talks these people out of these various different deals, you know.
Oh, does he?
Oh, that Tuck will talk about it.
Well, he said, I don't know him. All I know is, he talks well. Is that right?
I see. I heard long years ago, Tuck Mack did a little boozing.
Well?
Now, whether he did or not, I don't know. See, because I didn't see it.
Yeah.
But
I think if I'd been out in the countryside like that, I might have taken up a little boozing from time to time. Yeah.
You know, the feds can get you for that.
Well, they wouldn't get you very hard first time.
sir.
A lot of them they don't get.
Thanks, little boy, and open up the swamp. Yes, sir, them more open up the boys, they don't get them. Not many of them. The old boy say, you come on down in here and I'll leave you down here.
Mm-hmm. You know your ladder's got a little play in it.
It ought to have. It's old as I am almost.
Well,
yeah.
Well, how you keep it tightened up?
Well, ain't no way. You just, now this ladder ain't very old. This ladder's probably new. They just, now step ladder ain't no good to start with. Step ladder's new.
Yeah.
Step ladder's new. Great, got some Saratoga. I thought I'd been through with you, through with this thing now, plow. Yeah, I'm still fooling around.
Yeah, we could be out there plowing.
Ain't plowed row one.
We could be out there and plow a little bit.
That's right. Get them probes so we know what we got. We have to get it up. Strange how that other box swelled up so tight
mm-hmm.
till you couldn't shake them. I mean, it just puffed out tight. And that one was too.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't budge.
Leave them in the room.
And let them get synchronized to this.
Well, how about that?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever think about that before?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you never did it.
Well, the only reason I don't do it is just like today, I ain't got time. I've got something else I got to do. See, and the man don't know about it, so why should I? That's what they usually say. I don't say that, but that's what they usually say. Ah, shoot, he won't know it 100 years from now. Like this cousin of mine wanted me to go on this trip with him yesterday. Every day this week, he had a place to go.
Yeah.
He said, shoot, said, that man ain't gonna worry about that ceiling. Yeah, but I am. Dagnabbit.
Well, do people call you for little odd jobs all the time?
Not like they used to.
Plumbing?
They don't know no more. I got that little crooked, but if you give me another one, I'll hide it. No, sir, not like they used to. I used to phone rung all the time.
Oh, really?
But no anymore.
Since you've been up there, with
since
your brother?
5 or 6 years. Well, it's been long enough. How long have I been
up there? How long was you up there? You up there a long time.
Not long, I think.
Yeah.
Since 1963, I guess it was.
What do you mean you hadn't been tied down to a job in 20 years?
Well, I usually worked my own work. Usually worked like I wanted to. See, I worked about 2 years in Gainesville, and I worked for H. Miller and C.C. Black. And both of them gave me a job to do and just let me do it like I wanted to.
Oh.
They didn't stand over me and tell me this or that's that. They just told me they didn't know about it, and they were under the impression that I did.
Yeah.
That I was knowledge in this.
Uh-huh. And you didn't deny it.
So they just let me go my way. And then I started driving school bus. Which I drove as I wanted to. I didn't know anything. What they said to say. Got them youngs home, safe and sound every day.
Yeah.
I thought that was the most important thing. One person. I thought that was the most important thing, get the youngers back in teeth. School, you know, without an accident or any trouble. So I worked on that particular style of doing business. Everybody seemed to be happy with it, so I was too. And then this brother of mine got all kinds of up there. ago, it's funny how things happen. The next year after I quit, I had this integration trouble. And I couldn't go that road. And there was people calling me and calling me and wanting me to go back on that bus and do this and do that. And, I didn't do that.
Oh, but that was after you quit.
After I quit, the year after I quit. See, I was only off for a year. I asked for a year's leave of absence.
Yeah.
And of course, they granted that. And then I didn't go back. Because brother wanted me to step out of him. See, he was in a position whereby the doctors even thought possibly he might do damage to himself.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he had. The man sunk him for $5,000 one clip, and then he lost to him and his partner a piece of business. The man that sold out to went into bankruptcy and didn't pay off. About a $30,000 business. And they had to catch up a lot of the stuff on that. See, they sold contracts along with the business, and they had to make them good. And of course, his old partner that he had at that time was—he wasn't worth it, if I might say it. And so he like went crazy. And I didn't know he was bad as he was until this had been going on for 6-8 months. I didn't know. I didn't know, you know, that he was in bad shape as he was. Well, the family decided I better go up there and stay with him. So I went up, and that's where I've been. I only went there for just that year. Mm-hmm. That business, doctor said to get somebody to stay with him 6 months. 3 months. A few days. And he believed he'd be all right.
But that's pretty big blows he had.
That's right. Especially for an old country boy.
Mm-hmm. Trusted people?
Trusted everybody, even with his life. And then he lost his credit, which a man in business got to have through this, See, this man, he had this deal whereby he, if he wanted anything anywhere, he just got on the phone, called them, and they sent it right then. If they didn't, they'd let him know, you know. And this boy that bought him out. He didn't know this was taking place, but doing the same thing under Martin's name. He called Tampa for tile, ceramic, hard tile, any kind of tile, you know, that any of those companies that Martin dealt with. He called them, and he'd buy this stuff in Martin's name over the phone. And of course, these company secretaries, they didn't know whether it was Martin or who. It didn't make no difference to them, because they'd been honoring that name, you know, for a good little while. That was a sound name. Kind of find out. Of course, that Martin got a letter from this one of the outfits in Tampa, saying that he was going to be, they'd bringing a suit against him. So, of course, he went and contacted his lawyer, and his lawyer told him, he said, I'll take care of it. That was one time now. You know that Alan Couch up that game? Crouch?
Yeah.
He's the man that helped Martin through a lot of that trouble.
Uh-huh.
He's a good man. He told Martin, he said, don't worry about it. He said, I'll plug that up right quickly. He said, that ain't the thing in the world. That man bought stuff and charged you. And he said, I'll plug that. So you just go on home and go to bed and forget it.
And he could handle that.
He plugged that. And so he told Martin's wife, said, anytime, don't let him know. Said, anytime a letter comes in here, a done, that you know it's not his, he don't have anything to do with it. And just don't let him see it. Just bring it on down and drop it off at the office. Said, I'll take care of it.
Is that right?
Yes,
sir. Is that right?
And he did.
Oh, what do you know? Well, you know it's awful, Willie, to get so you dread opening your mail.
Oh, yes, sir. Go into a nervous jerk when somebody says you got a letter.
Yeah.
And that's about the way it was. You just about have fits and there's mail come. You was afraid somebody had a... was going to done him. I need that flat... that old flat chisel. I believe it's laying right out down there. See, that's it laying right there. See it right there. Yeah. I don't know how I got along with that. This here push. Pull that up to start with. Shoot it. If he'd have sold out solid to a solid man. When he sold out everything and got money, or a good paper, if he got good paper, when he sold out, he could have retired with no trouble at all, even though he wasn't but 41 years old.
Really?
No, he wasn't that old. He wasn't but 38 when this happened. He wasn't 38 years old. He could have retired with no problem, no nothing to worry about. You see, he's got quite a bit of rental property. He's got apartments. Thank you. Still got them.
Uh-huh.
And with his apartments and what he sold out for, shoot, he could have had it made. And he said, he mentioned the fact that he could have, and that was one of his intentions. Let's see now, Miss Jones. We're going to have to make this arrangement here. I hate to tell you. These bricks here, I'll lay them right here. Now, how do you like that? Now, if you can hold that board up. Now just wait a minute. Don't strain yourself. How you like that?
How about that?
That's just wonderful.
That's easy as anybody's ever done. Sure. Anybody ever done it? What hit him the hardest? That $30,000?
No, you can't blame it to anything. It all got coming along one time. You know, I had a 2-ton GMC truck out there at the house.
Yeah.
That belonged to him. What are you sweating about? You ain't doing no work.
I'm not sweating.
That old dust off left the tire, I bet you it's eating me up. That truck is the only thing he got out of that deal. That old GMC 2-ton flatbed truck. And the way he got it, when he found out this man had gone into bankruptcy, and his lawyer called him. You know, most of these lawyers in town, they find out when somebody's going up against the wall. You know, they find out about somehow that it comes through the chain of knowledge.
Yeah.
And news. And so he called Martin, and he wasn't home, but his wife answered the phone, told him that if he had anything painted white with the various different numbers, I don't remember the numbers of the truck, but there was 12 of them trucks. He said, if you got any of them with them numbers on it, or S&C stamped on the side of the door, he said, you better hide it somewhere where the law can't find it, because they're out picking up everything that's painted white with the letters S&C and the certain numbers, different numbers. And this truck number was 41, I believe. And she come out of the job. We had the old GMC out there on the job. Come out there and told Martin, said, Alan called and said, if you had anything white with the S&C stamped on the side of it or on it or these various different numbers. So the Lord's going to pick it up. He run back to the hardware store and bought two cans of this enamel spray paint, you know, your little aerosol cans. We sprayed that thing, you know, didn't get through it 5 minutes before these two cars come driving up. Of course, they knew Sid Martin sold to Finch. And they knew that it was his and Smith's business. And they sold out to Finch, so they were going checking out everything, you know, around. And they went over there and they looked at it. They knew that darn paint just been put on there. You could look, it wasn't no secret.
Yeah, they just didn't pay no attention.
They looked at it. They walked all the way around. Two of the deputies walked all the way around the truck.
Yeah.
They walked around. They didn't touch it. Better touch that door. They knew better touch that door. It got white paint on because it wasn't dry. Darn good and well that truck and them doors just been painted because the rest of those dingy white and them two doors and on that spot on the side of the just the other side of the door, you know, where they usually stamp the number on the hood of a truck. Mm-hmm. That was a spot there about that big. Just a glob of white. They knew that thing. One of the deputies, well, both the deputies, Martin said he knew them real well.
Oh, I see.
And they'd have been obliged, this man was with them. They'd have been obliged when he got that truck. See, they was out to pick up that stuff. But Martin had sprayed them, so they didn't pay it no mind. Let's see, I got some of these over here. Kind of crumpled in this other box. I knew it was perfect. Well, it's a shame for a man to take advantage of a car like that.
Long suit.
Oh.
It don't hurt him a bit to go down and borrow $25,000 or $30,000.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't think that.
Yeah.
He'd go down there and borrow $25,000 or $30,000 just like he borrowed $20,000 here last year to build him houses, three houses.
Mm-hmm.
$30,000. No, what am I talking about? The one house that was be $60,000. He borrowed $60,000, eh? To build three houses, because we built three $20,000 homes. Of course, now, that was what they sold for. Now, I was right. He borrowed somewhere between $25,000, $30,000, $35,000, $40,000. I made about $40,000. I got to go out and get a screwdriver. Air five. If I'm gonna get that much money, I'm gonna quit then sit down and spend it.
Mm.
I'm gonna sit down. That's enough.
Yeah.
Don't need it no more. But he could have made a lot. This is the first piece so far I had to take out.
Let me see.
He could have made a lot and gone a long ways. All the people that he done business with, you know what I mean? They liked him. Not because of his brother, but they'd come up to the job, you know, and ask me to where's the boss man? And I said, well, I don't know. And that's about it. They're looking for him. They ain't looking for me.
Well,
and a lot of them never knew that I was his brother. Don't know it now.
Yeah.
They never knew it. I never, unless he told them, I never did. Oh, there's some of them that come on a job, and if I happen to be handy, he introduced them to anybody. He ever introduced me to anybody, he always introduced me to his brother. Now, here's something I got to be here. Make this get right, I'm afraid I'm gonna have a little crack here. Somehow or other I fouled up on that piece over there and I never knew it.
Well, why do people want this asbestos tile? Just to cut down the noise?
It's not asbestos.
I mean,
yes, I guess so. I guess.
I think if it's some other reason, I'd get something that went up easier. And,
well,
and it's so you can't touch it.
I'm not too crazy about it. Old plywood ain't about as good as you can get. You know, if you want to fix up something doable hard,
mm-hmm.
something you can beat up and have one more piece.
And sheetrock.
I like the sheetrock hard to work up. But if you can work it, if you know how to work it, I don't know I'm not a sheetrock man. But if you can and know how, work it. That's the quickest and easiest.
Mm-hmm. I guess you get kind of, you know, get the hang of handling it.
Right. I never did fool with it.
Oh, I put it up, but
it's so damn nasty.
It is. It's hard, too. It's hard on you.
Is it?
That's right. It's heavy.
Yeah.
You see, I can do this by myself easy enough, where sheetrock I can't do by myself.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm gonna nail that last piece up there. That I guess I should take that piece of shimo out of there, a piece of thing, tear that whole board down, and move it over. So maybe I'll nail into that quarter round. See that last, this row here, I have to nail it all together on the edges. See, it won't have no lip like this to nail on. Now, if you'll do me the favor.
Like another one?
Like another one. No, actually, on an 8-foot ceiling, I got some horses at the house.
Yeah.
That I've made especially. Putting this tile up.
Yeah. Well, we could have made some horses.
Oh, yeah, but you got too much in here.
Oh, you take it out.
Take that. And a couple of boards. I just take the box of this stuff and set it right on the scaffold set.
And
just move them, put this down some 1x4s, you know, and just slide them horses on right across the room as they go. Just work it. Nobody hand me nothing. I got everything right on the scaffold. I don't get out until I run that box out, and then I get me another box to throw up there.
Mm-hmm.
But like this, it's hard to do that. I need another. You can't see that from uptown. That little booby I pulled back there. So you can't see it from uptown. Time I come in here, I thought that was a real phone hangover.
Yes, sir.
I really did. I thought it was an old antique.
Right close to it.
It sure looked like one.
It does, it does.
Too, I believe. I tell you, I guess that's too close. I would've just went ahead and got five boxes I started to. No, I leaned forward.
Well, that's nice, you know, you can cut it short. We just not do this corner over here.
Oh, well, that's all right with me. Wife ain't gonna get to it. This is a pretty ceiling, though. I'd rather have this. This is a lot warmer than dry wall, sheetrock, plaster, and all that stuff.
How do you figure that?
Oh, ventilating.
Oh, yeah.
Well, most anything is, as far as that goes. This is more so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, you know, these holes, they claim it absorbs heat and cold.
Oh.
When you air condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, these, and that makes it stay cooler longer or hotter longer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my lip will get the itching in. You know, I guess it's still the nerves down in here. It's growing, you know. Healing. Thing can get itching sometimes, and you can, ain't no place you can scratch it to make it stop.
Yeah.
No place you can scratch it to make it stop. Any place you put your hand on it, don't get there. You know what I mean? You can't get to it.
Yeah.
Craziest feeling thing. Just can't get to it. And on.
That was slice one.
Yes, sir. We gotta get one. Draw Social Security,
yeah.
And then when he gets to where he can't